But first, Grand Canyon Education, the business side of Grand Canyon University, unveiled a huge transaction yesterday. GCE is buying Orbis Education Services for $362.5 million. Orbis is a provider of health education programs for a number of universities across the country, including Marquette and Northeastern. So what does this deal mean for Grand Canyon Education going forward and its goal of competing in the sector? With me to talk about that is Doug Lederman, co-editor and co-founder of Inside Higher Ed. Doug, let's start this way. Just how big a deal is this move by Grand Canyon?
There is a lot going on in this, what we call the online program management space, OPM space, which is jargon, and I try to avoid jargon. But this is the space of companies helping colleges take their academic programs online. And some of the newest entrants into that space, there have been some companies that have done that for quite a while. In the last year or two, we've seen several former for-profit colleges, including Grand Canyon, split up their operation where they go nonprofit as the institution, as the provider of education, and then create this business that was the support for their online program as a separate for-profit company. And that's what Grand Canyon Education is. And what this transaction represents is the first big foray by one of those former for-profit education companies that are now online program providers to really making a big move and buying essentially a competitor to gain market share and enter this space with a splash.
From a more specific standpoint, what is it that Orbis provides that Grand Canyon, more specifically, as far as the programs or what they offer, why would Grand Canyon have found them attractive in addition to market share?
The most interesting thing about Orbis in this space, and there are dozens of companies in this space, some of them are general providers. They'll work with pretty much any institution. What Orbis has done is carve out a really significant niche in medical education, nursing, and other programs that are helping to produce, train people for the medical workforce. And that is a growth field. And it is Orbis, by having a very specific niche, differentiates itself from competitors. It's a growth area in general. And so as Grand Canyon, it sounds like, was thinking about sort of where it wanted to plant a flag, with which kinds of programs and which parts of the higher ed market, I think they chose a provider that specializes in medical education and that seems to be doing well. And as a result, they paid a pretty hefty price for it. But it is it should be an investment that works for a while.
And there's certainly a concern here in Arizona, and I'm sure across the country, when it comes to nursing shortage, not enough healthcare professionals. Is this one of those things that it also makes sense for Grand Canyon because this is an industry that really needs help, and this is a place where if they can, I don't want to say corner the market, but get a good chunk of the market, that will help them in multiple ways?
Sure. And we have seen there is no question that there's a shortage of companies or of nurses in the country, and there are many more colleges and universities and programs trying to train nurses, and a lot of that work has moved online because a lot of the activity is in people who are already working as nurses, but sort of what's called BS to RSN, which is basically people getting a master's degree in nursing on top of what they already had, the training they already had as undergraduates. And that's one of the areas, real growth areas, and that can more easily sort of needs to be done online because people are working. So that's an area where, so I think the idea here is that that Orbis and Grand Canyon can sort of fuel the growth that Orbis has had, which has been pretty significant. But I suspect that Orbis will pour a good bit of money, or that Grand Canyon will pour a good bit of money into Orbis and drive the growth even faster.
In general, Doug, what's the perception of the for-profits now? Certainly during the Obama administration, a good portion of them, not all of them certainly, were seen in a negative light. And I don't know, has that changed a lot in the Trump administration? And how does that affect perception of this transaction, do you think?
So the for-profits have struggled in certain ways. So this split between Grand Canyon Education and Grand Canyon University is designed to sort of make the university a nonprofit, although there are some skeptics about how much it's going to change how it operates, and then creating this business that is actually serving other universities as well as serving Grand Canyon University. And so what this represents is a, it'll be very interesting to see whether these former for-profit universities that are now sort of companies that are just providing services to colleges and universities are going to be, whether they're going to be able to get clients. I suspect that some of the universities that work for Orbis wouldn't have necessarily signed up with Grand Canyon were it a freestanding company. And so that's part of what's happening here, is that Grand Canyon is, by buying Orbis, getting a bunch of clients, some of which might or might not have been willing to work with a for-profit like Grand Canyon.
I'm certain there are competitors. Is this one of those things where, in order to compete, a competitor will try to jump in and be aggressive and purchase and make their own sort of purchase?
I suspect so. We're expecting to see a good bit of consolidation in this market, this online program management market. The other entities out there that are like this are Kaplan, which is working very closely with Purdue now, and Ashford University, Bridgepoint University, which sort of split up its Ashford University and now has its own sort of online program management company. And there are a bunch of big online program management companies themselves, like 2U, which works with a lot of elite universities. And we've increasingly seen some of the former massive open online course providers like Coursera also jump into this business. So there's a ton of competition. There's likely to be a good bit of consolidation, and probably some of that consolidation is going to happen through purchases like this.
Doug Letterman is co-editor and co-founder of Inside Higher Ed.